Tampa Bay's greatest hits, Q105 at 707 with Mason and Company. It's kind of a sad story about a guy that had three big hits, and everybody loves his music, of the at least the three big hits that he had. And we're talking about Jerry Rafferty, who was the lead singer of Steeler's Wheel on the song Stuck in the Middle with You. Yeah. And then, of course, he had his own hits, Baker Street and Right Down the Line. According to the British newspaper, he vanished on Friday from a London hospital where he was getting treatment for alcohol-related liver failure. He had gone to the hospital, I guess they put him in the hospital after he'd been kicked out of a London hotel that he supposedly trashed during a drunken binge. Mm. So we'll keep you posted. Hopefully all will work out well, although with alcohol-related liver failure, it does not appear that he is in the best of health at this point. And we'll keep you updated when we find out more information about what is going on about Jerry Rafferty. But here's one of those songs that he gave us a hit song with back in the late 70s. Tampa Bay's greatest hits, Q105. He made several throughout the years, and trying to find out what his condition is this morning. Jerry Rafferty in the hospital over the weekend, and Friday vanished from a London hospital. He just walked out, left all of his clothes and everything behind. They were treating him for alcohol-related liver failure. He'd been kicked out of a hotel that he'd been staying in for getting on and going on a drunken binge and trashing the room, allegedly. Mm. And so we'll see what happens with Jerry Rafferty down the road. In case you wondered why we haven't heard from him in a while, that may explain a whole lot.
Yeah, tough times there. Wow.
I hate to see that happen to good musicians. And he made some great music throughout the year, especially in the 70s with those songs.
Sure did.
Stuck in the Middle with You with Steeler's Wheel, which is a lead vocalist there, and probably put that whole thing together.
Clowns to the Left of him.
Yeah, and then Baker Street and Right Down the Line. Mm. Well, let's see. Looking else does some wacky news here this morning. In the birthday list, for all you NASCAR fans of Jeff Gordon, and there's a lot of you out there, he's 37 today.
Right, Jeff Gordon.
Today's birthday. Mm-hmm. Remember back when Jeff Gordon was the new sensation in NASCAR. He was winning everything.
Oh, he couldn't lose.
Everybody loved him, and then after he kept winning so much, everybody started to hate him.
Yeah, jealousy set in.
You know, and then it was everybody. It was his detractors were mainly came from Dale Earnhardt Jr. fans.
Earnhardt fans.
You know, they were the Earnhardt. The Earnhardt fans were all after Jeff Gordon, and Tim Wilson, our comedian buddy, who does a lot of fun songs. Used to be in NASCAR. He's now changed his whole lifestyle. He's gone deep on us.
Domesticated.
Yeah, he got domesticated and has gone deep. He's not. He said, I don't keep up with NASCAR anymore. I said, wait a minute,
what?
Dude. This was your whole career of
yeah. That's like Cheech and Chong, you know, going straight, man. You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong, you know, I mean, sure. Getting back together and cleaning up their act and doing network television.
Man, forgot his roots.
My favorite part about that whole Jeff Gordon thing was when Tim was on with us, and somebody asked about this song, and Tim said, I actually wrote it about Earnhardt fans, sir. And there was this moment of silence on the other end of the phone where the guy tried to process it.
Because it, just like the Short People song, this one is done very facetiously. And, well, just listen.
Jeff Gordon's gay.
Happy birthday.
he's not, and that was not what the song was intended, but it had a little fun with the Earnhardt fans, and as he pointed out there, everybody else who was sitting on the losing side when Jeff was winning all the time.
Yeah. Jealousy.
He didn't win yesterday. It was like Carl Edwards race there yesterday. A little strategy played out real well for him.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, it worked out. I like to see the backflip when he wins. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a guy who steps up on the side of the car and does the backflip down on the track.
Yeah, watch the highlights. So when you get home today, you know, you can dial up, see, you know, Sports Center, whatever it is. You can hear him ask if he won at the end of it. I love that. Did I win?
Well, yeah. he was concerned he was going to run out of fuel, and a lot of people did right toward the end there. It was one of those things where strategy was supposed to play out, and a lot of guys came up one lap, 100 yards straight away. Jeff Gordon ran out of fuel.
Yeah, and Jimmy Johnson, who finished third, coasted across the finish line with no gas. But the thing was that everybody thought the rain was going to shorten the race. So they didn't pit for fuel. That's why.
They tried to squeeze one pit stop out of two, and it didn't quite work out for everybody. But anyway, it was kind of fun to watch yesterday. Best part about NASCAR is the first 10 minutes after they start and the last 20 minutes of the race.
That's right.
Pretty much anything in between. Yeah, anything in between. Either take a nap, go out and get some work done, do something real besides just sitting on the couch and watching them go round and round and round.
Turn right one time. That's all I want to see.